والسلام with سيدة عائشة and you'll understand the makruh once I narrate to you. قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند عائشة وكان عندها قرام. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام prayed in the house of Aisha and she had a qiram. A qiram is basically a piece of wool or a piece of fabric that they put in front of doors. If you lived in the Middle East at some point, yani there's the door and then there's that piece of fabric that just kind of lies there so people can't see inside, but the door is open. So that's called a qiram. So she had a new qiram that she had, it was gifted to her. And within the, and this qiram that she had all these drawings on it. The story is narrated multiple times and they have different wordings for it. So the one I had is not that extensive, the one that I'm narrating to is not that extensive, but the other ones explain that there were specific drawings of birds and stuff on it. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام قال فلما فرغ صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلاته قال أميطي عنا قرامك هذا فإنه لا يزال تصاويره تعرض لي في صلاتي. He said, remove this qiram from where you get this from. Where do you go? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, now this hadith talks about a few makruhat that I'm going to put all together. I'm going to package for you, inshallah ta'ala. Don't pray towards a picture, right? If there's a picture, if you have a picture in your home, if you put a picture up for someone that you love, which is fine. I'm not of the opinion that there's anything wrong with that. There are some scholars who completely disagree with me and think it's wrong. I don't see it to be a problem. I don't think there's a problem with you putting up pictures of people that you love. Just don't put them in the qibla. So people don't pray towards them, because that is a clear makruh, and that's something you definitely shouldn't have. But if you have someone that you love, a parent or someone who passed away, and you enjoy having their picture, something that is dear to you, have it, just don't have it in the qibla of where people are praying, so you're never praying towards it. So you should never pray towards a picture, that's number one. Number two is you shouldn't pray in a space where there's a lot of things that will distract you. So the Prophet alayhi salam's problem, here's the story. Alayhi salatu wasalam is used to praying in his home. He prays his sunnah in his home, and sometimes even in qiyam al-layl and whatnot. He'll pray in his home. So he's praying in his home, he's used to his place, and he's used to where he is. So he's praying, and there's something new that was never there before. And in all these pictures. Now the Prophet ﷺ is totally focused, but this new thing with all the pictures on it is very distracting. So he finished his prayer, he turns to Aisha, he says, get rid of it. In another hadith, she says, أَيْنَ مِنْ أَيْنَ أَتَيْتِ بِهِ. Where do you get it from? فَقَالَتْ مِنْ أَبِي جَهْمٍ. A man called Abu Jahm. قَالَ رُدِّي عَلَى أَبِي جَهْمٍ قِرَامًا. Give it back to him. I don't want it anymore. وَأَتِنَا بِأَمْبَجَانِيَّتِهُ. There's another, something called أَمْبَجَانِيَّة, which is like basically a plain piece of fabric, right? Because he didn't want, and this is the correct thing in masajid. We're looking to change this carpet soon, inshallah ta'ala. My goal is to change it to something that's much more simple than this. You're looking down and saying it's simple. No, it isn't. If you have a brain that has a little bit of ADHD to it, or a little of OCD, this is a big problem. Your brain is making all the little pictures and you're making them symmetrical. And so, masajid are supposed to be very plain. They're supposed to be plain. Because of the fact that we are, as human beings, capable of distracting ourselves with absolutely nothing. Like, before the computers and before Walkmans and before all these things, people would distract themselves with light. Like if there was a light coming through your room, you put your hand up and you make all these things. We're very, very capable of distracting ourselves as human beings. In salah, you want to lessen the distractions. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his hadith is that you keep the place of prayer very simple. So when it comes to pictures, don't ever pray towards a picture. If you have a picture in the house, put it on the side so it's not in the qibla. And then try to make the place of prayer simple. And masajid should be like that. Masajid in general are supposed to be, they can be beautiful, but they have to be beautiful simplistically. If you've been to a church or synagogues or something, they are extremely decorated. Extremely decorated with a lot of colors. I can't argue for that. Like when I go to a masjid and I find it overly decorated and overly distracting, I don't think that's the right way. I don't think that's how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would have won. He actually says certain things. He actually says not to do stuff like that, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the makruh that I want to point out to you, is that when you're praying, make sure that you're not praying towards, it's a makruh to pray towards a picture, and it's makruh for you to be focused on pictures when you're praying. So try to lessen the distraction of what you're, what's in front of you, whether you're praying in a masjid or you're praying at home. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not like tasawir. He didn't like the when it comes to salah. Now, outside of salah, it's fine. You can have a qiram. It has all this. Yeah, you can be on your bed if you like. But when you're praying, it should not be in front of you because you're trying to lessen the amount of things that your brain will get distracted by. And I think that's something worthy of reflection. And this hadith is interesting to me. Outside of the specifics of unrecommended actions or makruhat, I find that the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, was very attentive of these things. He was attentive of his surroundings. and he adjusted things in ways that would help him achieve his goal. This is something we don't think about a lot. We take our environment sometimes for granted, meaning the environment is the environment. It has to stay the way it is, and we move on. No, your environment is something that you should adjust so that it suits you and what you want to achieve in your life. Like, your environment is a part of your choices. Like, you have to choose what type of environment you are subjecting yourself to. We often in life, especially in this era that we're living in, accept our environments as givens. There's no way to change it. This is the work environment, it's garbage, it's always going to be garbage. This is the neighborhood's always going to be like, no. Step back. Your environment is very important. It's going to affect you heavily, positively or negatively. You have to make choices about it. You have to remove that which you don't think is helpful to you and keep that which you do think is helpful for you. The Prophet ﷺ was very sensitive towards these things. He made sure that his surroundings were going to help him achieve his objectives, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I think that's just something very interesting about his character, alayhi salatu wasalam, I want to share with you. Yarwi Imam Bukhari fi sahihihi an Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qal salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thata yawm 'inda Aisha wa kana 'indaha qiram falamma faragha min salatihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala amiti 'anna qiramaki hadha fa innahu la yazalu tasawiruhu ta'ridu li fi salati. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khair, barakallahu fikum.